Hey, what's going on, everybody out there in the outside world, man? Welcome to season two of The Drop. Gen Z said earlier before we got started, it sounds professional. We said we got seasons, you know. You can go ahead and check out season one on all streaming platforms, The Drop. But we are here for season two, and I'm here with the family. We are all here. Camellia, Camney, Gen Z, Dre, what's going on? Let's start with you, Cam. What's been going on? Camney. Let's start with Camney, you know what I mean? What's been going on since season one ended? What you been getting into?
Well, I got a new job, so now I work from home.
Okay.
I was getting on my nerves, so I made a change. And it's more money and more flexible, more incentives, bonuses. So it is a good step in the right direction.
It's crazy. Yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Happy Cam.
What you got? And her birthday is coming up. We'll be celebrating Cammy's birthdays very, very soon. That's going to be amazing. Yeah. We're looking forward to that. You know,
Pisces season,
I don't know many of those people, but shout out
to you. You just don't know.
Yes, you do.
Everybody's born in March.
Yes.
Everyone's born. Okay. I know the Aries at the end of the month, but congratulations, Camley, on the new job that she gets to stay at home with. That's kind of weird in this new age of jobs and working. Camellia, what's been up, mommy? Since season one is ended, what you been up to, baby girl?
I miss you guys.
Miss you too.
Nothing much. It's been basically focusing more on my work. Finding a new place, that was pretty cool. I love the people I work with right now. And now, after not working out since 2020, I'm starting to get back into it. So when y'all see me in the air, my body, you know, just to get ready, because I'm not gonna know how to act. So
okay, she doesn't want to be a has-been. We've had that conversation before.
Yes, that literally replays in the back of my head, like
good
daily, like it sits in my head rent-free all the time.
I'm glad I have some effect on you to tighten it up and, you know what I'm saying, be the best you can be. You know what I mean? I'm proud of that. Shout out to Camellia, you know what I'm saying, doing big things, of course, with her shop. And, of course, getting back to being fly as hell, as she usually is. Jensine, what's popping, mommy? What you been up to?
I just want
to
say Camellia's always fly as hell. So, anyway. She complained about me
yesterday.
They complain about each other. They're just like, I don't know what. They're this duo.
I don't know what she's sucking up the Camellia for.
I want to know the background to this. That was like
husband and wife. Married for 30 years.
Blatant plug there. That was just like, you might as well have the sandwich board on.
I believe in woman empowerment. I am lifting my friends up. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
All right. So what you been up to, Jen?
Well, since I last was here back in season one, you guys heard me reference my going to school, getting my MBA, and I finished. And once I finished,
yay, congratulations.
Thank you. I was like, oh, there's a whole outside world out here. So I went to Disney World. I celebrated.
There's a whole outside world.
Like the Super Bowl people. Yeah. She went to Disney World just like them, you know?
Literally, I graduated. And then I was like, I'm in Disney World. So spent the holidays in Disney with Mickey Mouse. And then I came back and I was, you know, getting back to regular life. And I was in a car accident. Thank God I'm okay. My car got totaled.
Yeah, she was. Got totaled. She got a brand new car now. Okay.
Me a brand new car. And now I don't have a drop top. We're working on that. But I do have a sunroof. So I am up in the world. I am moving up.
MBA, brand new car, you know. Didn't you get a boyfriend too?
She booed up now. She booed up now as well.
That's what knee she got either.
Y'all come you missing out.
I don't know. I thought she got new. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe it's somebody else. Maybe it's somebody else. You know, we'll get into that. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's somebody else. I don't know. Dre, what's going on, Captain? You know what I mean, Mr. Verge, Mr. Hurry Up, Mr. All Over the World. You know what I mean? What's going on, sir? How has you been since season one has ended?
Well, the biggest news I have, I'm on TikTok.
We're gonna get to that because I gotta kill you. Continue. We're gonna start with it. Go ahead.
Now I'm officially addicted to posting, not watching on TikTok. But we've been really busy conquering the world with the NFL and WWE and UFC and NBA, and so like pretty much every sport. So it's good to come home here and get my little slice of Miami, and you know, catch up with my friends and amigos, pals, homies, chums.
Yeah, whatever. We gonna get to the big stuff. Yeah, you guys, you're still coming down here for F1, right?
That's what's happening. 100%. I wanna get to the big stuff.
So Jensine has a request. She's been trying to go through me, and I told her you better
ask yourself. So
I didn't even ask.
I think this is a great time for Jensine to go ahead and ask Dre the questions you've been asking me. And I'm like, you go ahead and you ask him right here on the podcast. On the
blast.
All right. On blast.
I did not prepare my pitch, but let's
you gotta get your pitch. You gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. You never know who you're gonna meet.
I was just, you know, I saw it was pretty dope. They put a beach in the track. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yes.
And that maybe, like, if you needed a plus one in Miami, I could, accompany you.
You always drop press. It's cool. That's all right.
You did a much better job complimenting Camellia than you just did asking to get into that one event.
That was clunky as hell.
You might want to tighten that one up.
Okay, I wasn't prepared. But, if we want, the girls could be stepping. We could be all out if you need an entourage out in the parties.
Are you talking about for the race or the actual parties?
Hey, whatever, I'm open to all of it. I'm here.
I bet you are.
Well, yeah, I don't think she's on the target, but what's F1?
I know, right?
Right, see, automatically, those two ain't coming. Automatically, just because of that.
Beforehand. I'll do my research beforehand.
I love it. She says she's trying to get into the F1 parties, and she's like, what's F1?
I just named or dropped them that they could come. Just
automatically. That ain't happening now.
I'm a Honda driver, so I got to see what else they have out there.
No. That means you support Red Bull.
You support Red Bull.
Like the Grand Prix or something.
Yeah, there you go. You see? I had faith in you.
Okay, am I invited now?
No.
We know about Grand Prix. Yes, we know about that.
It's a very expensive.
No, we're gonna come over and see what parties we can go to, because your place is going to be live. They're going to have so much parties. They're going to be all those exclusive parties. I definitely am trying to get on someone's super yacht. That's for damn sure. Yeah, all of that stuff. I'm trying to get Morocco. To all of that stuff.
Hey,
all of that. My Monaco. Yeah. This is my Monaco. Like, just so you guys know, like, the Monaco Formula One Grand Prix is like the richest, pretty much the richest sporting event in the world. And you have all the celebrities that come over, all the super yachts are there. You have just stupid money being there. Now, that's Monaco. I've said this for a long time. Miami is my Monaco. This is my hometown. I'm coming over to be able to celebrate and enjoy and go to all the parties. So don't worry, we'll have fun when I come over.
And Jensine just wanted to make sure that she got in on all of that beforehand. She was making sure she was the first one. I respect that. Yeah, she got there early. She was in the tent, waiting outside for the new Jordans. That's what Jensine's doing right now, a couple of days before. I love it. But we're here back on the drop, yo. It's so fun to be back here with everyone. And I'm glad that everyone is doing well. Myself, obviously just going around the world DJing. Just got back from Jamaica. That's why we couldn't do the drop last week, because I was over
setting, just dropping
in events where Mick Jagger just happens to pull up and attend and stuff like that. So shout out to the Rolling Stones.
Just stunning experience,
and you're just having fun. We're just having fun. But I am so happy to be back with the family and to get some of these topics off and running as everyone loves, man. So one of the topics that we were going to talk about, obviously we're always talking about relationships and going back and forth. And it's pretty interesting that the girls want to ask a particular question in terms of how do guys know when the girl actually likes them? Are there certain clues? Are there certain hints that guys do know? I'm gonna actually start with Dre. And then I'll probably answer, and I'll let the girls come in and say, hey, this is what we do, whatnot. But do you know when a girl actually likes you? Have there been different scenarios? Are there telltale signs, or how do you feel about that?
You know, this is like a daily occurrence for me.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
I'm so interested to hear about it.
You know what? You pipe down over there, first of all. No, but I think what it is that it's usually like if the person's like laughing with you and just like, you know sometimes when your jokes are lame, like, you know, if they're like, ah, all the time and, oh, you're so funny, touch of the hair, touching you on the shoulder, it's usually the shoulder, those types of things. It's like common type of things when they're kind of dug in deep into what you're saying more than, and even if you know what you're saying isn't that cool or is not really that interesting or your jokes ain't that great, but the person's like laughing, like it's like, you know, perfect example is Tom Holland and Zendaya. Like,
when they're funny though. They are.
Yeah, he's funny, but he ain't that funny. She was like throwing her head back every two seconds.
I was cracking up too. He makes me laugh.
No, he's funny, and you know what? I am all for every part of their relationship. I love them. Yeah. But you and I know that even some of them jokes
were even the hockey jerseys. I thought that was a little over the board.
Oh my god! Oh, I love that. You thought that was cute? Absolutely. Oh my god! I'm melted. I'm just done. I was done.
I just feel that's the beginning of the couple stage, you know. And then by the time 2 years in, you're like, you're not doing none of that. But continue.
Don't ruin them. Let their love blossom and fly. Leave them alone.
So you feel because she was that particularly extra, he has to be like, yo, there's no way she doesn't like me or whatever.
Yeah, because usually your friend will be like, yo, do you see how much she's laughing at your jokes? Like, you're in there. You know, it's like those types of things. It's usually like those types of stuff or you know, if you're talking about tech-wise, it's usually like you get a response quick. You know, you ain't waiting a day, you know. And then also, if you say, "Oh, do you guys want to come out to brunch, or whatever," you're not gonna get that whole thing when you're waiting around and the girl goes, "Oh, you know, sorry, my friend,
give you the excuses, going through
some stuff, and I had to be there for her, but I might come through at 3 o'clock."
Why do all the girls sound like that?
All you women sound like that. You all do that, and every single one of you lot have done that to men. Every single one of you lot.
All right, so I don't know if I'm doing that voice though.
you did that whole thing when you said, you know, I'm gonna start singing, going through some things, and I don't know. And the guy goes, oh, come on, be funny. Well, let me just see. Yeah, and the guy's got his friends looking at him like, yo, are they coming? Are they turning up? Yo, and you're like, well, we might come down later. I have to go to this other event, man. I promise I'll come through. You sure? And then the guy's like, got his friends staring at him like, yo, don't leave us here. Five dudes, one bottle here. That's why you lot leave us all the time. This is a preview to what this season is going to be like.
this is definitely happening in Miami. And these three
taking them all on.
Yeah, these three have definitely been culprits of that, you know, in terms of what's going on, who's there. Where's this? How much?
Chris, I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna ask you. This is a side question. Who do you reckon out of these three who's done it the most? Now I'm gonna put Kamni as the last person to do that because Kamni will just tell you straight up, I'm not coming. I think personally.
I'll let you know,
is the guy. It depends on how optimistic the guy is. He still could be waiting in there. I'll put number one Camellia, and I'll put number two Jensine. But it's like it's 1A, 1B. Like, Chris, what do you think?
I agree. Camellia does ask way more questions about what's gonna be happening at the event. Like she definitely needs a play by play before it even happens. She asks the questions. She asks the questions that you can't answer. It's like, I don't know who's gonna be.
I knew it. Now she asked you. She asked you a load of questions. You feel like you're in court.
Because of Genesis, he was over that last time we went out though.
All right, everyone. Forget the subjects and the topics. We're just gonna talk. This is what happened, right? So, please. Camellia and I went out to a night, and I said, hey man, we're gonna go to a birthday party, and I told her the area it was in downtown Miami.
No, you didn't. I told you
the first one was gonna be in a condo, and I actually showed you the pictures, and she wore a dress. And I told her we were going to bar one after. I told her all of this. In this day and age of checking Instagram and figuring out Googling and seeing what people do, I didn't think I had to tell her what to wear. And I'm in a day and age where I don't tell women what to do. You know, you do you and how you feel. This is independence 101, you know? Boom, we have a great time. We go to the birthday party. I can't even find Camellia. You know, she's out having fun. You know, she felt comfortable. She's playing Jenga. You know, great time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great time. Because it was homey. You know, it was more homey vibes. So then after that, we go to Bar One. And Bar, she didn't, because it's a pretty upscale venue, she didn't feel that she was in the proper attire.
Dressed appropriate.
I thought she was fine. She didn't leave my hip.
You know, but you should have told me, Jennifer.
She didn't leave my hip. Like, everyone thought that this was, she's like, that's your girlfriend. She was in my pocket.
You know? Well, one, I didn't leave her hip because I don't know anybody there.
She didn't leave my hip, y'all. So I thought that was pretty fun. And she, on the way home, I then understood that it was my fault because she wasn't dressed appropriately for the night because I guess I didn't tell her. I don't know what I was supposed to tell her about the night, but it was my fault.
You were supposed to tell me. You can tell you what girls do. What you wearing tonight? Oh, I'm going to wear jeans and flats, or I'm going to wear heels and a dress. That's what you're supposed to tell me. Oh, wear heels and a dress. That's what you're supposed to be like, because you're a homie.
I'm supposed to tell you what to
wear. And you're supposed to tell me.
Yeah, you tell me. Look fly. You're right.
Look fly. No,
wrong.
You're damn wrong.
Wait, no.
I look. Go ahead,
I asked this question. I asked this question to Chris once, right? And I'm like, what should I wear? And he's like, you should be Miami chic. Like, this is a crazy event. There's going to be people out there. I look up the place. It's at a high school because it's the Miami Pro League. And he wanted me to wear heels and, like, Miami.
Damn right.
To a basketball bro, game.
How you tell her to wear heels to a basketball
bro,
game?
Bro, NBA like, players are like there, the bro. Heels, like, this like is like, play. I know it's not the AAA, but this is how the girls particularly dress. They look good.
What I was thinking,
you should be dressed like that.
A mini skirt.
I was trying to get you a baller. That's what I was trying to get.
A mini skirt, a crop top, and some heels. And sorry, I was
trying to get you an overseas baller. I guess I'm sorry. I apologize. Next time I'll tell you to come
sorry,
to your
I wasn't
rap,
interested
okay?
in a long distance relationship. Sorry.
Whatever. When he says I play in Greece and you can stay in Santorini, you'd be like, okay, I'll come cheer for you. Shoot.
Well, moral of the story. Uh-huh. Besides you wanting me to date an NBA or some sort of player overseas so you could come with me.
looking out for myself.
is don't ask Chris what to wear to an event.
I just want you to be fly. Just you guys have gone out to enough events with me that you know where I'm going. You understand how to dress and how to behave. You guys are getting there, and I'm proud of you guys of growing up Miami. You know what I'm saying? You guys are growing into the city, the beautiful city, and we'll experience it a whole lot more, you know? So I think that's pretty interesting in terms of moving forward. So Jensine's gonna be a vixen for a company. I think I went too far. An ambassador, that's what it is.
Yeah,
what's going on, Jen? Yes. Since we're gonna get the scoop on this and how this happened. I think it's called V Shred. She's a part of a program with a company called V Shred. And I'm gonna have her explain what the hell is going on. How do we get in? Can we get in on this?
I don't even know. Okay, so I wasn't ready for all this again, but you know, it's put Jensine on the spot day, so we're good. So basically,
I'm coming with Cammy next. Don't worry about it.
So basically, since I was doing the MBA and working working from home during the pandemic, I think what was it called? A pandemic 15 or something? But I had like maybe 20 or more. So I had
to the weight gain.
That's the weight gain 15, I think.
I don't know. But
the 15 pounds that you gained. That
I surpassed the average. Okay. I was above average. I'm above average in everything I do. And I was there. So I had to, you know, I ended up partnering with V Shred, and they gave me a customized meal plan every month and also a workout plan. So when I was able to get back into the gym, I was using that. And so I'm down about 15 pounds, because, you know, I got to look fly. So when we go back outside.
Yeah, you're damn right. I'm glad you got
to look good for the F1 parties that Dre's taking us to.
Wow. So, I like that.
Motivation.
So it was just a customer service survey on Zoom, and then all of a sudden I got emails and that they want me to be their ambassador. So it was something I was wondering if I should do or not. So I'll probably move forward with it, and we'll see where that goes.
So you're gonna be like in bikinis on like Instagram? And be
like, shred? No, because doing? You are not my director, so I am not gonna be on in bikinis. Thank you.
Chris is trying to manage you.
No, I just want to know. I'm just trying to get the people what they can expect. You know what I'm saying? I'm usually see the abs and the, you know, everything, and they usually got to show everything, and they usually be in bikinis. So I was wondering if Jen seen from the drop was going to be one of the, this is V shredded, and you see the shreddedness and the, you know, no, that's not what we're going to get.
No, I'm a fitness model. I'm an ambassador.
This okay. Influencer. I'm proud of you, influencer.
And she has a discount code you can use, Chris.
Yes,
so
that's how you can benefit from it.
Yeah,
that's how you. But I gotta see the bikini and the shred then.
Only if you come out in your Speedo and with your six pack.
Oh, yeah, this is where the independent era that gets me.
I like that.
So Trey, I got a question, man.
Lucy, you gotta drag me.
Now I gotta get on you. This is all the stuff that's been going on since season two. We're just starting season two, just fresh and new, just getting back into it, you know. And I gotta get on you because I'll never forget the day that you had a full on venting session about TikTokers, and I had to listen to about 50 minutes of you moaning about these idiots on here dancing. And doing all this stupidness. And as it is today, you are a professional TikToker. You got the editing down pat, your video in, you're planning these TikToks. I don't even think you subscribe. What is going on here? I need to take back that venting session. I need an apology. Apology from you right now.
I apologize. You know what it is, right?
I'm gonna tell you
how I got into it. So what happened is that the obviously we work a lot with NFL, as you know. So I was trying to create some content for NFL, and then they kept on saying, yo, we're really trying to get into TikTok, especially in the UK and Europe. So I was like, okay, let me just see. Then what I did is that I spoke to this a social media manager, and she was just like, why are you not on TikTok? Like, it makes no sense, like monetary wise, like, you know, your brand is big enough for you to be on that. So I was like, all right, cool, let's just give it a try. And I happened to be in a way in a heavyweight fight for Anthony Joshua, so I was like, all right, let's just do it now. So I just recorded everything I did that day, and then just like, kind of, it's very easy to edit, and I was just like, oh cool, it looks cool. It got loads of hits, so I was like, "Cool, it's easier to operate and easier for people to be able to get engaged with you than Instagram, because Instagram is just like pretty much really like difficult for people to be able to come up on, whereas like I've only been on it a few months, and so like I don't think I've been in it more than three four months now, so, and I've already got 16,000 followers on there, so it's quite. You know, easy to be able to get caught up. I can't watch some of the dumb stuff on there. You know, salute to everyone who's on there, but I can't. Yeah, but it is good.
Whatever. Four 4 o'clock in the morning, you be scrolling, laughing next to your bed.
No, honestly, real talk. I can honestly say wholeheartedly. I mean, to be honest with you, because you see everything on Instagram anyway, so I actually can't tap through it all because it's like a lot of it is just dumb stuff. But it is interesting as an editing tool and then for a networking tool, and then you can obviously. For some reason or another, Instagram lets you put it on their stuff. So anyone out there is trying to get your name out, obviously get on TikTok too. You'll see JC and
Influencer on there too. I know she's going to start being V-shred right there on TikTok. I'm telling you, boy, it's coming. It's coming. Have you had a scrolling TikTok night binge, Camellia, that you can tell us about? Do you have any?
Exactly what I do on TikTok. I'm not a poster. I don't have no polls. I said it before, I think TikTok got all the gems on it, and sometimes I get carried away not realizing how I'm just scrolling and watching and a bunch of hours pass by. But yeah, definitely. And as Dre said, like, you know, TikTok is you know, more than dancing. There's a bunch of other stuff on there. So
what is a life hack that you learned from TikTok? Give me one.
Well, I said this on season one is the burrito thing. You know, the special fold for the burrito. Instead of like rolling the burrito, we do one slice and we fold it into fours. That has definitely been a game changer.
Game. It's always food. I'm telling you, it's always food.
I know. I have an issue. I have a big issue.
And like I have food. Like cocktails and stuff like that, that I see people putting on there. So there's all little things on there. Like, it's not just the dancing. The dancing I can't take. That's what I can't take. Especially when people are too old to be dancing.
Too old to be dancing?
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of people. So, Cammy, have you made the move over to the whole TikTok craze, or you're still on the IG, Facebook?
No, I got energy? A TikTok. I got a TikTok from the first season, but I don't post. I just go down the rabbit hole of binge watching. And then that's why I honestly avoid it sometimes, because before you know it, like 2-3 hours pass by and you didn't do nothing productive but watch TikTok. So, but on Instagram, they have reels, and sometimes I just do the reels, which is like basically everybody who has TikTok puts whatever's on their TikTok on the reels too. So,
Jensine, you have a 12 or 13 year old daughter. Is she on TikTok? Have you done a TikTok with her, you know, mother daughter style? Like, is that something that you would do? I think that'd be cute. I think we should put that on our Instagram page, huh?
So she has a TikTok. I was with Dre, where I'm like, I'm not gonna do the TikTok thing. And Camden and Camille were like, get a TikTok. I have to get a TikTok now. And Miley, my daughter, is so excited. Cause I guess she wants to be content creator and not with me in a bikini like Chris wants me to be. But
be shred, baby.
Can I just add, Jensine's daughter is pretty critical. I had made my first reels ever with the people I work with. We did the drop it challenge. And you know, I'm a little lost. Like I said, I don't create any TikToks, any reels. I'm the one that watches it. So the people that I work with made me do the drop it challenge. So I was awkward. I'm naturally an awkward person, so it was.
You have to explain to Dre.
What's the drop it challenge?
So basically, they play the song and the beat drops, and then you got to drop it.
It's a partition. The partition song by Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, once you drop it, and I did drop it, I'm like, well, do I get back up or do I stay on the floor? So I was lost. So I dropped it. And then I slowly came back up very like, I guess I'm coming back up. Whatever. The people at my job edited it and posted it. We all did it. And all the ladies at my job were like, oh my God, it came out so good. Camila, you are the best one. I showed Miley. Miley's like, oh. This is Miley Jensen's daughter, by the way. Miley's like, oh, they embarrassed you. This is going to go viral for the wrong reasons. I'm like, damn, for real? I take the kids serious because I feel like they're telling the truth. Everybody else was like, no, it came out good, but not Jensen's daughter. I can't imagine Jensen and Miley making a TikTok together. It's never going to get right.
So it's gonna never going to get right.
It's going to end in an argument.
We can't post this, Mom.
It's just going to stay in the drafts.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I can say I officially am not on TikTok. I'm going to live vicariously through you guys. I see your face, Dre. You're like, you're crazy. You're behind the times. That's okay. I'm the guy. I don't even have an Apple Watch. I don't have a smartwatch. I got one cell phone. You know, I've had the same phone number since 2002. I'm just that guy. You know what I mean? But I'm still ahead of the times and I'm still up on it. You know what I mean? So I would just like to enjoy you guys. And I think, you know what's funny? I will get on TikTok only through the drops TikTok page. How about that? If we create a TikTok page,
for I like that.
You know, where we all kind of put together a little content and we put it out there for the people, I'll be a part of that. I promise you, because that's, I think we create great content that people want to hear. And if we can do that together, I think that'd be pretty cool, you know? So we'll join a Twitter. We'll get our social media for the drop.
And we'll get Dre dancing too.
That'll be something. You know what I'm saying? And of course.
What'd I do? The kids,
are you doing the single ladies right now? Was that what that was?
he's trying to do hit the folks, which is a dance that.
Oh, I thought he was style. Trying to put his hands up because he was single or something. I don't know.
No, y'all know how the jerk came back, that dance? I attempted to do it in socks and I just went up one time and fell all the way back.
I'm gonna we gotta put all everyone's TikTok addresses underneath. That's for damn sure. Cause I wanna see. And none of these guys are following me as well. You see how they are? You see?
I didn't even know you had a TikTok.
I know. You didn't follow
and
me.
And what is even your TikTok name? I'll do it right now.
My TikTok is Andre Dixon 365 on TikTok.
Is that because you're it. Andre Dixon every day of the year?
Yeah, that's right. And I was the only one that was available. So there we go.
I think it's pretty interesting. So
I don't think Chris could say the same thing. Aren't you like Chris, like maybe 50% of the time, and then Genesis another 50% of the time?
I would definitely say that. I feel unless I'm DJing, I'm very uncomfortable being Genesis, you know. So when people call me, so a lot of people call me Genesis. You, Camellia, for sure calls me Genesis out in the streets when I'm not working, you know. So and it still feels awkward, but I've learned to accept that I, like, you know, I have this alter ego and this particular personality and a persona.
It's a cool name. It's not like you're DJ Delicious or something. You're someone shouting like, yo, Delicious! Delicious,
grown man, delicious. Can't call him.
I will say, we were in a party once or a club, I don't remember, back in the day, and this group of guys somehow knew Cammy, Camellia, and my Instagram name, and they literally like ran after us yelling our Instagram names. We had no idea who they were.
They're Chinese Rican.
Yeah. Aren't you Chinese Rican? I'm like, yeah. Do I know you?
That has to be. That's when you know you've made it. You've definitely made it when people only know you by your profile. That's pretty fun. But before we get out of here, man, we have to say that there is a birthday coming up. You know, we get Cammy's birthday.
Yay!
You know, so we're gonna celebrate that. How does it feel? 1 year older. How old? Can I ask you? Is that still a thing? Yes. Asking women how old they're gonna be and how old they are, is that still a thing, or are you proud?
I mean, it's fine with me because I don't think I look that raggedy for my age, so I think it's okay. I think it only matters if you look raggedy for your age.
It only matters if you look raggedy. Okay, so how old are you turning? Tell everyone.
33.
Absolutely no way. No way.
Yes.
I'm not even lying. Like, you know, I like getting on your guys' nerves, but it's absolutely look. Even my speaker was surprised. Like, absolutely no way. Like, you know, you don't know more than like,
what are you gonna say?
24 max, probably, I would say.
Oh, thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, for real.
Is the long hair and straight teeth?
We're both, yes, I was born 1989. So is Gen Z.
Oh, okay.
So and you guys were like 1977?
I think Dre is 77.
You know
what, man?
You know
he is 77. I think Dre.
We were friends until then. Look how you just pulled it up.
I thought it was a woman. We weren't supposed to ask the age. I didn't know.
Look at this. You just like
you didn't ask him how old he was. You just dated a year long. 97.
Dang.
That was a guess. By the way,
how'd you guess?
She guessed it on the dot. On the dot, yo.
I guess I'm a natural.
Don't worry. You can get yours. Don't worry.
Yeah, common hole, fear free tarot reading.
So what are we gonna? What are we doing? So what are we doing for the birthday, Cammy? What are we doing? What are we celebrating? How are we celebrating? How are we doing? And what are the new wishes for the new year?
We're gonna hit up one of the spots that you DJ at Bar One. Excited for that.
Okay.
Never been, and I know you're hooking up the A1 treatment. So. And I will
look at what I had to do for this girl right for her birthday, right? Just tell everybody what happened, right? So, you know, just to let you know, Bar One is one of the top bars down here in South Florida. Amazing food, amazing vibes, right there on the water, on the bay, on South Beach, you know. And of course, I want these young ladies to have an amazing time. You're turning 33, your Pippin number, and we got to make it happen. So I made sure they were in one of the VIP sections right there by the water. You know, the drinks are going to be taken care of, you know, 10 people. We just have to make sure we have a great time. The ambiance is going to be beautiful. And I just want Cammy to have an amazing time. So that's how I set it up. And I'm happy to be able to do it. Happy to be in a position to do it. And we're just going to have a ball out. So anybody out there that wants to holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Bar One, follow Bar One South Beach on IG. And holler at me, he's going to be having a good time. But I'm so happy that we're going to be able to celebrate your birthday. I'm so happy for the season 2 of the drop. We're back, guys. It's been amazing. We appreciate you logging in. Make sure you can find us on all streaming platforms. And shout out to Verge, because that's how we're powered. Any last words, guys?
Yes, I actually want to say I'm excited about Bar One, because now I feel like I have a redo, even though it's not my birthday. But, you know.
Oh, you get a redo. Yes. You got to get this one right.
Look, taking Camney shine. Listen, you had your day on the boat.
No,
it's
okay. You know what I'm saying? Chris really tried me.
I didn't do anything.
And you know what? I don't want you lot celebrating too hard, because I'm stuck over here. And you know what? You know what Chris is going to do? He's going to phone me. And then FaceTime me, and then and it's gonna be timely raining as it normally is whenever he does it, and be like, yo, look, you we're missing you here, bro, and I'll be like this, like in the train station, like stone face angry.
I set it up every time. We've been doing this for years.
He does it all the time, and he always I swear he looks at the rain, like the weather. Just check what it's going to be and where I'm going to be. And usually I'm outside. I'm like, yo, wait a minute, let me call you back. And he's like, no, I just wanted you to see where I'm at. And it's always something nice.
Always.
So I expect something nice. But I'll be celebrating from afar. Well, and then we'll catch up then.
Raining in London. Do you guys dress like Paddington Bear when it rains in London?
You see this. I was just waiting for this.
I want to know though.
I was waiting for this disrespect.
I wonder if this is like a standard like rain outfit in London.
We need you to come over here. And no, I don't know the Queen. So please don't ask any more stupid questions.
but I seriously want to know, so we know how to dress.
Should I get like that hat and that yellow?
Well, when you come over,
tell us. Unlike Chris,
will I look like a Londoner, or will I look dumb? Do I have to dress like the Kingsman with my umbrella?
No, we all wear the flag, all of us. Like, and we all wear like that, the bucket hats with the flag.
He's trying to make us look stupid.
And we all did. No. I want you to pick you up from the airport exactly like that, and then we all like walk around with waving the flag.
I'm like a beret in Paris.
No, yeah, and then when you got
in my British accent, they're gonna know that I'm from foreign.
You know what? I still gotta hear it. Come on, let's do it.
Okay, hello, Dre. I'm in London. I'm ready to tour the city.
You're trying to sound like Miss Doubtfire.
You know this is the teaser, right? You know.
What?
You know this is giving the teaser. I'm just letting you know that now. That's all.
Should I speak like that when I arrive or no?
Yeah, please. Please do that. Okay. You know, and when I come over, then I'm gonna say, yeehaw, how y'all doing, huh?
Camille, do you have some of the sayings that they say? You know, like they say, they might say bruv, or they might say mate.
I was teaching her the last time.
Do you know how to incorporate that?
I remember I had read on Instagram to say buff.
They say buff? What's buff for?
Buff is nice.
What about licky licky?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That was Caribbean.
Cheerio is bye, and no one says that.
Oh.
let me go, how y'all doing today?
I mean, they say that in certain parts of America.
I think they do say howdy.
Yeah, well, we don't go to those parts, and we're not welcome in those parts. We didn't vote in those parts. That's what it is. So,
Camille's gonna make sure she watches. What's it?
It's too much Bridgerton.
Not Bridgerton. Mary Poppins. You know what I'm saying? That sounds like the Mary Poppins.
Every show I watch is British. I feel like I am British.
So we got to get them to. I'm gonna over the course of this season, I'm gonna teach them all South London accents.
Okay.
And so we're gonna get you to do a complete sentence in South London accent.
Yeah, and then people ain't gonna be able to tell.
Hey, have you guys watched the new Bel Air?
No.
Oh, Jensine's trying to get me to watch it, but she told me that Peacock was free, but it's not. So I have to figure out if I'm gonna pay for it.
It just got ads. No, but the new Jeffrey though, he's from London. He's pretty cool.
The old one was from. I want to be like from London too.
Wasn't the old one from London? No, isn't the new one from Jamaica?
He was born in Jamaica, but grew up in London. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty. He's like a bad man with a London.
I can't. You know what? I saw this conversation online, and then so you know what people do as soon as the trailer came out with Will Smith, and then people start ragging on it straight away. Like, not for me. It was like good, mm-hmm. like 50, 60 ones when I scrolled down. I was like, wow, not bad. you know, it's to be expected because obviously everyone holds Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to their heart so much. But like for you to make a serious one of it, I mean, I'll give it a try. But I think some things have to be left alone. Like they're going to be making a new house party. They're going to be making like, they're going to redo some of the stuff. And that's the one thing I think about now in this generation now is just like, can you not come out with your own ideas? You know, come out with something fresh and new. You know, don't always have to be like kind of remaking. Because it's just like, it's just not, like the movies are remade. You know, what's new? You know, that's the only thing. So
that's what I would ask
of society. Please, can you?
That's why we're grew up in the greatest generation.
We're the only ones watching stuff, so they make it for us because we're the ones that are watching their things. Like Gen Zs they watch TikTok all day. They're not watching.
Yeah, but they do watch the shows because like they watch Euphoria and all that type of stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah, because like, they're fucking. You're fucking there. I'm watching to see sex because there's sex in like every episode, every other scene is fuck.
Well, we literally
age groups want to watch it.
we literally have to go through like a lot of these new shows and try to find out like the gems in it. I mean, people have recommended Selling Sunset and things like that, you know.
Selling Sunset is like a guilty pleasure, and I hate all of them on their low key. But then for some reason, I watch it, and I don't know.
I haven't watched anything.
All terrible people.
And there's Emily in Paris. Apparently, there's that's another one.
Oh,
as well.
Oh my gosh, season two of Emily in Paris was so.
I'm getting them hitting.
Terrible.
As you're a European, you would hate Emily in Paris because she's like.
And the only one that saved it was the black dude from London. He saved the show. He was a new character, and season two was flopping in my opinion, and they had him come on there and he made it better. But it was like terrible. Like, she represents everything I think that when somebody from America travels to another country, she represents the stuff that they hate about America in my opinion. Like, she don't even try to be like adaptable.
No spoilers.
I'm feeling
nervous on behalf of all the other people that haven't watched it yet. I can see you're going to go down this rabbit hole.
Yeah. How is she this Dunson? All the dudes that want her are so fine. They're so fine.
You see
fine.
This?
I'm sure
see
they
this?
Don't even
look at
like
this. Look, you're spoiling so the show.
It's written.
She just dumb.
So there's that. Yeah, go on, Chris.
There's also, I think, one of the shows that was hitting on Netflix, I Love Is Blind, also has been.
Oh, yes.
Season two.
So explain to me, you said I'm very much like a character, apparently.
Yeah, so Jensine has an S, but I'm going to let Jensine explain Love and Blind, the whole situation, and why I said you were, what's his name? I don't want to just call him the Indian.
I think they call him Shake for short.
Shake. Yeah.
Not that I watched the show or anything, but since you guys asked, let me explain how it works. So basically there's 15 singles, men and women, and they don't see each other. They just talk to each other through a pod and a wall. So they're just trying to see who they vibe with. Then if the guy likes the girl enough, he proposes to her, and then he won't see her until she accepts. So I think in this season, five guys proposed to the women.
Wait, hold a second. They get legally married.
They can get legally married. So they first see each other after they're engaged. And then they like bring the two people up to meet, and then they separate them. Then they send them to like an apartment and they live together for a month. And then at the altar, they have to go to the altar. At the altar, they determine whether they're going to get married or not. So I can't give you spoilers.
No spoilers. But what I wanted to double check is, so effectively, if you see the person, you're engaged to them, that's when you first see them. So you can actually be like, actually, no, you're not my type and I'm not going to go through with it. Yeah.
It's kind of hard because you just built a whole relationship in a pod with them, like, so emotionally you're invested, so
yeah, but the shallowness can over, you know, outweighs the morals and values.
And Gen Z, this is the reason why I say he is Shake on the show.
Yes,
and you can explain why I say he's Shake.
No, I think you should explain it.
Because you're shallow. That's the reason why. As soon as Shake had his, he was linked up with his girl, amazing girl. She just happened to also be from Indian descent as him. And as soon as he saw her, he was like, this is like my aunt, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
he went straight to grab her ass.
No, go on. So Shake has only dated blondes.
Blonde haired.
Yeah, well, he's confused. That's different. Eyes.
And the girl had only dated blondes as well. She had never, so neither one.
Oh, so this is new territory for them both.
For both of them. They had never dated within their ethnic groups.
So I think there's a difference between being lost and being shallow. So, like, because the girl, from the little clip that you guys showed me, like, she's really pretty. So it's not like she's rough. Yes. But, like, I was asked you, Camden and Camilla, like, if you had a connection with someone and you're like, oh, this person's a really cool person, I really connect with them and we share the same values and all that stuff, and you came out and they're like a solid four. Would you carry on?
Five is average.
All right, let me give you a five. Let me give you a five. Reaching five, right? Would you carry on the process proceeding toward marrying them?
Like, is it like five and short? Five with like five.
Wow,
feet?
That makes it
like a five with.
He's a five.
Oh.
Okay.
He's just a five.
You're just not a five in the face. Dang. And everything else. Like, everything makes you a five.
Like, he's a good-looking guy, and he's like 4 foot. Yeah. Not that there's none there, just four so foot. People don't sue me. But go on.
Dang. I don't want to say that's a deal breaker, but 4 feet.
So let's say that
like 3 feet.
But let's say that like a five, all in all. Like, so they're, you know, nothing weird or no like scars or nothing like that.
Aren't that great, but they aren't that
bad. It's just like, man.
He's just starting to bald.
You look like Tracy Morgan, okay? You look like Tracy Morgan.
Oh, no. Tracy Morgan, no thank you. No, sir. No.
She said hell yeah. She said hell no. This one says hell yeah.
No. You know, I'm thinking of the other wrong guy. Sorry.
Who are you thinking of?
Tracy Morgan is a funny guy?
Yeah.
Yes. From the last OG, which that show was so funny.
Oh no! I couldn't marry.
See,
a guy like
so
that.
It seems to me that I'm not the only person who swims in the shallow side of the pool.
You're not. Honestly, I don't think I could date a guy just like based on the pod.
Based on the pod.
Yeah.
Like, I think Jen C would give a little bit more time to it. A little bit more time because she's a nicer
Jen
person.
Down. She's so open minded.
No. She would give it a little bit like a half a day more than we would. But I think.
To say, I think Jen C's a chance.
Yeah, she has, and she do.
Ooh.
Me. As long
and we
as
tell that's her like all the time. And we tell her all the time. We reminded her, remember?
Yeah, no, it's true. But you know what? So when Cammy said, is he five and like short, that makes a difference. Because if they're tall, like it could be a five.
So wait a minute, so you could be a five and tall, and you and then that the tallness makes up for
her. She's in.
Yeah.
I'm in, but like there's more to it. You have to have the quality.
More consideration to it,
or does he have like ball spot, like a ball spot here, or the one that where your forehead is like in your head and the hair is right here?
These guys want to know.
I'm gonna start walking around with a hat.
No, that is because you shave your head completely, so it's fine. But there's guys out there that keep the hair here.
Oh, no, like, no, you gotta let him know when to let go. That's definitely one of the conversations we definitely gotta have.
Remember, like, season one, you did say you would have the wig. You said you committed to it, the male wig.
Well, I'd wear a wig?
Yeah, you said that in season one, references.
Oh, what the man wig thing? The man implant man thing? Yeah. No, absolutely no way. I would never do that. No, but what I want to say to you guys is, that there's nothing wrong with being effectively what people call shallow. It's you being decisive and knowing what you want. Now, there's a difference in shallow and picky. Like, if you're picky, like, oh, no, that person's, oh, their earlobe is a bit, or something like that, then your ass are going to end up on your own. But, like, I think I can be quite decisive and be like, you are, like, you know, kind of average. You know, thanks for coming. I appreciate you as a friend, but we ain't going nowhere anymore, any further than this. And I think I think they'll respect you, not wasting their time.
Well, in Shake's defense, from Love is Blind, who we were talking about, because, you know, He did initially, you know, feel her butt and thought that maybe she was somewhat attractive, but down the line when he was spending time with her, he's like, I don't find her physically attractive. She reminds me of my aunt. But if you kind of like, I didn't watch the full season. I only watched episodes Jensine told me to watch. And just like the one scene that they were together, I found her very annoying. And when somebody's annoying, that makes them uglier too. So I'm sure that it happened to him.
That's true. When you don't like their personality or how they are in person, that makes their looks look worse. In the same way that if they're funny and maybe they're not that great looking, but they're funny, they vibe with you and stuff, they start to look more attractive. So,
just to add to that, because I saw like all of the episodes without giving anything away, you can tell that there's a different dynamic. I guess it's like talking on the phone, right? Like you can vibe with someone talking on the phone, or you can text and you're thinking that it's someone you could be compatible with. But then once you're out in person and maybe they show up to a date with tattered clothes and you're looking fly, because that happened to me.
Yes, I know.
It's like, no, it's not going to work. Like there is holes all up in your outfit. We are
not designer holes, just like moth holes.
Yeah, like
real, no, not real, the Kanye West.
Yeah, not okay. Like intentional, like it was unintentionally tattered.
Like his shirt got caught in a screw and he left the that type of hole.
With a tattered hat, and it wasn't cute. And then I'm in heels. I am dressed how Chris always wants me to be dressed, and you are wearing like holy everything. Everything is holy.
And that's an extreme sport. Like trying to get a guy to dress good. No. If he shows up looking crazy in some dumb shoes, that's an extreme sport. That's a risky relationship. And that's embarrassing and scary.
I agree.
Yeah. You could be a five, but
especially if you dress good when you go out. I mean, we don't look great when we're in the house, like me right now, but when we go out, man, we put in effort. You can't be doing the same thing, like the person you're dating doesn't dress as good as you. But they can't outdress you that much either.
Yeah, like Jensine had two extremes.
Yeah. he had reflective shoes. In case you didn't know what you look like, look in his shoes and you see a reflection.
But speaking about shallow and pretentiously looking and looking good, the Twitter swindler, this guy here, is he a hero or is he a loser? I've seen a couple opinions from both sides of the spectrum, and I want to hear from you guys. What do you think of the Twitter swindler and his approach?
I thought he was a Tinder swindler.
He's a Tinder swindler.
Tinder swindler. What did I say? Twitter.
I think we should get Gamney's opinion on this because we just talked about it.
Tinder swindler. My bad. You know, I'm tired. Tinder swindler. Yes. Anyway, continue. Go, Cammy.
You're on mute.
I didn't watch it, but I did watch Inventing Anna, and she's a boss. I don't know about the Tinder swindler, but from what Jensine told me, and I believe her, these people out here are stupid. He ain't stupid. They stupid. The okay. End.
I can add a little bit to it. So basically what he did was, it's a Ponzi scheme, right, is what he ran, but with women. So the women got caught up into this, and as they mentioned it in the documentary, this Beauty and the Beast type, like Disney princess, like he swept them up. But okay, wouldn't this be a red flag? Like you're on a date and then you are drinking coffee, and then all of a sudden he invites you to go on his private jet, and then you're on his private jet, and then his ex-wife is there, or his ex-girl with his daughter is on the same trip, and then all of a sudden you go into this 5-star hotel, same night, mind you, and then you know, like you sleep with him, and then the next morning he's like, peace out, bye. Like
it just doesn't, you know what, like I've done a lot of, you know, read-ups about it, and I just think I'm really convinced, this is my conspiracy theory, that some of these stories have just completely made up just so it gets people to be able to watch it, because it's too dumb for you to actually, you know, just what you just said there. Like if I turned up on a date and I've got my ex-wife and my kids there, then I would say 99% of people would be like, see you later. You know,
no, I don't think so.
I feel like people are dumb and easily
fooled.
These hoes desperate.
Well, mate, all right,
we're going to 90%.
the reason why I disagree with
90%
that
is
because a lot of the no, the reason why I think I think it's easy to say 90-95% because 90-95% of people don't even get that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Very 1% of people get the opportunity to even be on a private jet and live that particular type of lifestyle. So once you, and obviously certain women, you know what I'm saying? You might, I'm sure all women didn't fall for this scam. I'm sure some did because they love that shit. Like, this is real life. You know, like people, this is what we psychologically, subconsciously dream about. Mm-hmm. And if I met someone on this particular app, I'm already open. It's not like he met me in the street or he tried to swindle me like in a coffee shop for real. And I'm a regular person. And like, I'm on Tinder. I already know what I'm Tinder. I already know what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? I already know exactly. Ain't that much quality. So that's already a game. You know what I'm saying? It's already a dating app, which means I'm going to get that beat app, you know, and that's where it starts. So if you go from he was probably going to have sex with him in a regular hotel room. This dude took you on a private jet. You think you care about,
but you know, there's another side to it because he had a couple of models also, and then they are just used to that treatment. Like there was a handful. So it was two extremes. Somebody that had low self-esteem, this never happens to,
right.
And then got caught up in it. Like, this is crazy, I'm just gonna do it. And then there was the other women that they know they look good, they have confidence, and this is what they're expected to be treated like. So they just thought there. So you have those two extremes. Everybody in the middle is kind of more sane though, I would say.
Hey, I thought it was kind of like G shit because I'm like, hey, girls swindle men out of stuff all the time. But it is what it is. No one got hurt.
Oh, I can't wait till next episode.
There's a couple of dollars got out of there. You know what I'm saying? He went to jail for 5 months.
No, you go to jail?
He went to jail for five months, I believe.
He went to jail.
I don't condone it, but you know, if you're not gonna, what's up, Jen?
No, inventing Anna, like Anna was the real G to Cammy's point. Like, that was chump change that he was doing, and Ponzi schemes aren't. They eventually like collapse, but right. What Anna was doing, that is a G.
So she's the influencer, and then she got people to donate, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, and the thing the thing that I learned, like, and it kind of solidifies what Genesis said, that how you could easily get, I guess, swindled, is that, and what I learned from inventing Anna, because they literally said it, was that when you see somebody like, I guess, rich like that, flashing like wealth or money, you don't think clearly in the situation. All you see is money and like what they're offering. Oh, you want to go to Morocco and do this? Like, that's all you're seeing. Even though there's some red flags happening, you choose to ignore it because you're in living like this lavish situation. And then people automatically believe you because you are striking them as somebody who has money. So they automatically think you're smarter. And you know what you're talking about. And it's so easy to trick people by easily flashing money. And you can easily lie and act like you got money. You know what I mean? And then people are going to take you seriously, think what you're saying even has some merit. Like, you can start talking about the stock market, pretending like you're rich, and you're probably chatting a whole bunch of fuckery. And people think it's true because you're pretending you have money. And that's just,
and they believe you.
And that's Miami. And that's Miami in a nutshell.
Yeah. You know? So yeah, so I just wanted to know what you guys thought on. I thought he was. If you want to go ahead and obviously this other young lady, you're gonna get swindled. You know, scammers are out there. Just keep your head on. You know what I'm saying? Don't fall for it. Don't fall for the.
Get
the
a free flight, and when their enemies are after them, just let them get shot.
I want to get
that free flight, but when his enemies are after him, let him get shot.
What did you say? What did you say? You want to get swindled?
I want to get swindled.
Camila's like, swindle me. Swindle me, please.
Oh, God.
Camila's going to
what she said. That's ignoring the red flag and just looking at the money.
You know what I'm saying? Swindle me. You know? We're going to hear a story in 6 months. I ain't got no money.
The enemy's going to shoot him. Just stand out of the way.
Like, why didn't you guys just get the free trips? Why are you helping him?
Yep.
Because you feel bad. He was building it over time. He was building it over time. But
man,
I thought it was pretty interesting.
I wish a boy would try to swindle me, though.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Kavili ready to get swindled.
His own game, no, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Swindle me in Greece, right? Swindle me in Dubai, right?
Baby did get back at him.
You know, so. But I think that's a good wrap for the beginning of season one. I've been, look at that. I tried to end about 30 minutes ago, and we just catching up so much that we went ahead and continue. You got two episodes right here, Dre. One, part one and part two. And you can find it right here on Verge. We got to definitely got to get out of here. I got to go get my car. I'm getting fixed. You know, people got things to do. Dre is about 12 o'clock over there at night, you know. And I mean, the kids are about to wake up soon. So we appreciate you guys. You can find us on all streaming platforms at Drop, powered by Verge Magazine. For Camley, Camellia, Gen C, and Dre, I am DJ Genesis. This is The Drop, and we're out.